ABC Radio Australia.
One of the Pacific's biggest suppliers of seasonal workers to Australia has been blacklisted by the state of Tasmania because of COVID-19 rules, despite not having any cases at all. Tongan officials say they're flabbergasted that they can no longer send workers to the southern state and are pushing for a change in its position in line with other states. As Evan Wasuku reports, it's a race against time to get the workers into Australia for the summer harvest season.
It may be the last week of winter in Australia, but planning for the busy summer harvest is underway, including finding workers from the Pacific to fill labour shortages on farms. But in the state of Tasmania, companies that normally recruit from Tonga are being told they can no longer do so. Sione Vaka is Tonga's seasonal worker liaison officer.
We've got some complaint from some of the employers who applied to get workers into Victoria and Tasmania, and they were told they will not be able to recruit from Tonga because it's considered as a red zone. But for us and for the government of Tonga, we have not been advised.
Tonga is the second largest supplier of seasonal workers into Australia. It sent 300 workers to Tasmania last summer. But in March, Tonga lost its COVID-19 amber rating and was classified as a red zone by the Commonwealth Health Department after it was assessed on its COVID-19 preparedness and the rate of vaccinations, hospital beds and quarantine space. Peter Cornish, the CEO of the Fruit Growers Association in Tasmania, explains what happened next.
Then it's the decision of the Tasmanian government that they will not allow in any red status COVID-19 countries for international workers. So that then is a decision of the Tasmanian government to only allow in amber for seasonal workers. Now, so that's why we're in this situation at the moment.
Tongan officials say it's a puzzling situation because Tonga has been COVID-19 free since the start of the pandemic, and other Australian states have continued to accept their workers. In response to questions from the ABC, the Tasmanian Health Department said,
Tasmania uses international, national and local information and public health advice to provide a basis for borders restrictions that protect the Tasmanian population. Tasmania will continue to do so throughout the pandemic.
Mr. Vaka says Tasmania's stance is a blow because workers bound for the state of Victoria are also quarantined there. They've now enlisted the help of Australia's Foreign Affairs Department to get rid of the ban.
We have submitted a letter with a position letter to the government of Tasmania through DFAT. And we're just waiting for them to respond and see if there are requirements that Tonga needs to meet in order to lift the ban. Tonga is also on standby to provide any assistance or any requirements that these two states needed, you know, because the problems that they don't really state it clear what we need to do, why we are being red zone and what do we need to do.
Dr. Richard Curtin is a Pacific labour mobility expert at the Australian National University and has been looking at Tonga's situation. He says it's clear that states have made ad hoc decisions depending on their situation.
The fact that Tasmania is the only one that's taken this decision against Tonga just shows the unpredictability and uncertainty that exists with state medical health authorities having control over who can go into quarantine and who can't. It's the uncertainty created by arrangements that have just purely put in place to cope with COVID.
But Peter Cornish from the Fruit Growers Association says based on talks his organisation has had with the state government, he's convinced that a decision will soon be made on Tonga's case.
We have asked Tasmanian government to reconsider this, and our understanding is that that the government has asked its officials to undertake or prepare a paper to consider the red status of countries in the Pacific and advise them about that situation.
As for Tonga's liaison officer, Sione Vaka, he says it'll be a race against time if they do get the green light, with a clock ticking down to Tasmania's summer harvest.
The process of recruiting workers from any Pacific Islands now has been saying that it will take around 6 to 8 weeks. So up to now, it has been a major concern. It's already been late for employers if they start refilling from Tonga or start requesting. They should have started it now or the next month, which otherwise it will be late.